the official National Weather Service forecast for Newton and surrounding areas of southeast Illinois. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms until midnight. Lows around 50. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Monday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the lower 50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday, cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows in the lower 50s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast after midnight. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday through Thursday, showers likely. Highs in the lower 60s. Lows in the upper 40s. Chance of rain 70%. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Friday and Friday night, mostly clear. Breezy. Highs in the mid-60s. Lows in the mid-40s. Saturday through Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the upper 50s. Again, the forecast for Newton and surrounding areas of southeast Illinois for tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms until midnight. Lows around 50. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Here is a look at the rivers in flood across the area. A flood warning remains in effect for the Little Wabash River below Clay City. Flood stage is 18.0 feet. The latest stage was 19.8 feet at 3 p.m. Sunday. The river should fall below flood stage tomorrow evening. At 7 p.m. at the Lawrenceville Airport, thunder was reported. The temperature was 64 degrees, the dew point was 51, and the relative humidity was 62%. The wind was south at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.81 inches and rising. Around the Wabash Valley, rain was falling, with a temperature of 57 at Mattoon and 58 at Terre Haute. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 66 at Fairfield and 64 at Flora. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 53 at Champaign, 69 at Evansville, and 65 at Olney. And once again at 7 p.m. at the Lawrenceville Airport, with thunder, the temperature was 64. Looking elsewhere around the Midwest at 7 p.m., Chicago was mostly cloudy, and 50. Indianapolis was mostly cloudy, and 59. St. Louis was partly cloudy, and 74. Kansas City was mostly cloudy, and 66. Des Moines was cloudy, and 63. Milwaukee was cloudy, and 44. Here is a special weather statement for the following counties in Illinois: Clay, Crawford, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richland. Strong thunderstorms will impact northwestern Lawrence, western Crawford, southeastern Jasper, northern Richland, and eastern Clay counties through 8 p.m. At 7:21 p.m., Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from New Willow to near Olney Nilwo Airport. Movement was east at 30 miles per hour. Expected hazards include wind gusts of 50 to 55 miles per hour and half inch hail. This is a radar indicated threat. The following impacts are expected: gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor hail damage to vegetation is possible. Locations impacted include Robinson, Newton, Oblong, Hudsonville, St. Marie, Willow Hill, Chancy, Stoy, New Hebron, Hardinville, Dundas, Sam Parr State Park, Trimble, and West Liberty. If outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building. And now a discussion of hazardous weather conditions for the following counties in Illinois: Clark, Clay, Crawford, Cumberland, Effingham, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richland. This hazardous weather outlook is for central Illinois, east central Illinois, and southeast Illinois. For tonight, there is a marginal risk level 1 of 5 for severe storms late this afternoon and early this evening south of Interstate 72. Hail up to 1 inch and wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour will be the main severe weather threat. For Monday through Saturday, recent rains have led to rises on area rivers, some of which are forecast to reach flood stage. For specific river forecasts, visit water.weather.gov. There are additional periodic chances for thunderstorms Tuesday through Thursday. At this time, the severe threat appears low with any of these storms. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not anticipated tonight. The time is currently 7:37 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, Station KXI 48 in Newton.